So now we want to look at the eight different types of separation techniques that are necessary for your O-level combined science course. Now, these eight are evaporation, magnetic separation or magnetism, winnowing, decanting, filtration, distillation, fractional distillation, and paper chromatography. Now, first, let's look at a mixture. What is a mixture? A mixture is just a physical combination between two or more different substances. So, in a mixture, there is no chemical bonds, there is no reaction, it's just a physical combination. Please note that if a substance dissolves in another substance, it's a mixture that's formed because this is just a physical combination. There is no new substance formed, okay? And when we have a chemical reaction, we can have sodium bonding with chlorine to form something new, that's sodium chloride, the table salt. But here in mixtures, we don't form nothing new. It's just salt that's dissolved in water. So it's just salt solution. It's still salt and water. So now physical mixtures can be separated. Okay, mixtures can be separated by physical methods. And these methods are the ones I've just outnamed. And there are eight different types, and we're going to quickly cover them. And they're necessary for you to know in your syllabus. Now, first is evaporation. What is evaporation? Evaporation is just used for separating a solution, a solute, and a solvent. If you have salt dissolved in water and you want to separate that, then you just use the method of evaporation. You use an evaporating dish or a crucible, and you use a Bunsen burner, okay, and you use a tripod, okay, to put your evaporating dish. So now you're gonna have a Bunsen burner, a tripod, and your evaporating dish or crucible. And as you heat the solution, you're going to have the solvent disappearing or evaporating, and you're going to remain with your solid substance that you had before you had thrown it into the solvent. Now, let's look at the next, which is magnetism or magnetic separation. This is used to separate a mixture when you have one of the substances having a magnetic property. So now what you do is you use a magnet to take away the substance that has a magnetic property. Let's say you have iron filings that have been mixed with sulfur. What you do is you just bring in a magnet, and it's going to take the iron filings away from the mixture, and you remain with the sulfur, okay? Sulfur particles. Now let's look at winnowing. Winnowing is used to separate substances by wind, okay? So it's normally used by farmers, you know, when they want to separate the stalk from the wheat, okay? The stalk is lighter, so they throw it up in the air and the wind will blow away the chaff or the stalk. So you can also separate chaff from grain, or you can separate pests from stored grain. When you've stored some grain and you have some pests in there, you can separate by winnowing, okay? Winnowing in Zimbabwean vernacular is when you use Russeri. Now, the next is decanting. Decanting is just when you separate substances based on their densities, okay? When you have substances that have different densities. For example, you could have two immiscible liquids like oil and water. What you'd have is you'd have oil settling on top of the water. So now what you do is you just collect the oil, and you can pour out the oil until the oil layer is all finished flowing off, and then you remain with the water. But this separation technique is not so good because it's not pinpoint. It's not perfect. Now, another way, decanting, you could use a funnel, okay? You could use a separating funnel where you just have a cork that you open, and then water, in this case, water was heavier than oil, so water would flow out, and then when you're getting to the oil part, then you close. Now, this is not perfect. Why? Because if you try to be too accurate, then you can end up contaminating the substance that you're collecting, because you'd have poured some contamination with the substance that you want. So it's not so perfect. Now let's look at filtration. Filtration is when you use a filter paper when you're trying to separate an insoluble substance from a solution, okay, or an insoluble substance from a solvent. Why do you just have a filter paper that you place in a funnel, okay, and then you pour your solvent and your insoluble substance, okay, you pour your water and your, or whatever solvent you're using, your solution and your insoluble substance, and what will happen is the insoluble substance will not be able to pass through the very, very tiny holes that are on the filter paper. Now, this could be all filtration could be also used to separate when you want to separate like salt solution from sand. Now, what you do is you'd first pour out your sand and your salt solution through the filter paper, and your sand will be caught up in the filter paper. And then next, you use evaporation to separate the salt from the water, because remember, we said it was a salt solution. So yes, filtration uses that method, okay? Filtration is used. Now, let's look at what is the next one? We'll look at distillation and fractional distillation. Why did I separate the two? Because they are used in two different times, the different processes. Distillation, just the normal one, is used when you are separating liquids that have very, very different boiling points. When you use fractional distillation, you are now working with liquids that have similar boiling points, okay? And they'll be miscible. They could mix, and you could have a uniform solution. Now you're trying to separate them. When you have, say, water and ethanol, then you could use distillation. But if you have, say, ethanol, propanol, and methanol, then you'd have to use fractional distillation because their boiling points are so similar. So if you have boiling points that are similar, then you're going to use fractional distillation, like when they want to separate crude oil, okay? Now, you could also have, when you have very, very different substances with very different boiling points, then you'd use distillation. Distillation, you just have a round bottom flask that would have your solution, and you'd have your heat source. And what you do is you'd apply some heat to the round solution in the round flask, and then let's say we'd have a substance with a boiling point of 50 degrees Celsius and one with 100 degrees Celsius. What we'll do is would first heat the solution to 50 degrees Celsius, and what you'd have is the substance that has a boiling point of 50 degrees Celsius now turning into a gaseous vapor and rising. And then as it rises, it goes into what you call a condenser, okay? It passes through a condenser where you'd have a jacket that has liquid water, cold water flowing, and then it would be cooled, and it would flow and be collected, okay? And then you'd remain with your substance that has now a boiling point of 100 degrees Celsius, because it wouldn't have reached its boiling point at 50 degrees Celsius. Now, when you have substances that have very, very similar boiling points, if you'd heat the solution to the boiling point of one substance, then you could have the other substance also some part of the other substance also beginning to turn into vapor, and you'd need both the vapors to pass through a fractionating column, and this would be a coat. You'd have some glass particles, okay, that would be coated at the top. And what would happen is, let's say we have propanol, methanol, and something else. So if we have propanol and methanol, or ethanol and propanol, let's say one was 78 degrees Celsius and the other was 65 degrees Celsius. If we heat the solution to 65 degrees Celsius, then we could have the substance that boils at 78 degrees Celsius. You could have some part of it already starting to turn into vapor and also rising. Now, it would contaminate the substance that we want. So what you do is you'd pass both through a fractionating column, and you'd have the substance that has a higher boiling point now quickly turning into back into a liquid form and dropping back into your solution. But you'd have then the substance that has the lower boiling point would stay as a vapor, and it would pass through and would then be collected higher up through the condenser. Okay, so that is fractional distillation, and that is